Oh, you mean it's my turn right around? Okay. All right. Welcome, everybody, to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a very pleasant weekend and can give us an hour of your time tonight because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are hoping for your participation out there, not just your listenership. So please give us a call with a question or answer at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. We'll be giving you questions and hopefully you'll be giving us questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, food, etc., etc., etc. And again, that number is 415-841-4134. Excuse me, I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Again, that's mindsovermatter, one word, strung together, at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the known world just by having a computer. And go to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of this show, Eric Wayne has been working diligently on getting that podcast down perfectly. So talk to him if it doesn't come through. Anyway, it's kalw.org for the podcast as well. So with all that out of the way, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. This will not be a cold read. I have read this already, perused this. Jerry Nachman has never consumed a Twinkie, a Ho-Ho, a Snowball, a Ring-Ding, a Susie Q, a Yodel, or a Yankee Doodle, but no purist he is partial to donuts and Hostess chocolate cupcakes with the squiggle.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you. I've been...
We'll call you back.
Thank you. I've been working at Toastmasters, so yeah, really help me.
Well, Leah Garchuk has never so much as flirted with a general. The closest contact she's ever had with the military is dissing it during the Vietnam War.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, wonders what Scrooge would kill a ho-ho at Christmas time.
All right. So that is us, and we'll be on the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. It's a little leftover campaign question. Which is the most popular car among Republicans and which among Democrats?
You should have framed it as this is the first question for the 2016 campaign.
Right, okay.
Democrats, Camry.
No. I have the top three, but if you get one of the top three, I'll let you.
So, once more, please, Jerry.
What is the most popular car among Republicans and which is among Democrats? The most popular car.
All right. Can we ask if these are American cars?
You may. It's a mix.
Okay. I suspect the Republican is the American car, but maybe I might be wrong.
Actually, only one is American.
Right.
I've got the first three for each
okay.
one.
But all right.
I
all
asked right. for one, so if you want to guess, maybe I'll get half a bell.
I want to say Prius for Democrats, but I don't know if there are that many Priuses that are out there.
No.
All right. How about, for Democrats, I'll just try to guess one of the three, a Toyota Corolla.
No.
All right. And for Republicans, let's see. I'm going to guess a truck, maybe? No? Ford pickup?
No.
All right. I think there's a truck there someplace.
Was there a Honda on the Democrats list?
Yes.
You want to know which one, huh?
Well, yeah.
It's going to be the Civic or the Accord, probably. Those are the two best.
No, I was going to say it's that one that's sort of a little, I'm such a know-nothing about cars. That's like a little van.
A Fit?
My sister has one.
Honda Fit?
No.
Odyssey?
No. It's...
Element?
No.
Well, you're close enough. You're in the right
ballpark.
It's the
little van.
I don't think it's that. I don't know what this one. It's a Honda Civic Hybrid.
Okay.
Okay.
For Democrats.
All right. All right. Okay.
And number two.
For me? What?
Yes. All right. I'm going to guess one more for Republicans. Okay. A Dodge Ram van.
For what?
Or a Dodge Ram truck, I should say. For Republicans.
What? No.
That's right. Only gay Republicans.
And the second and third most popular car for Democrats is the Volvo C30. And a Nissan Leaf.
Oh, Volvo.
Oh.
Real, a Nissan Leaf?
A Volvo.
Of course.
I'm so proud.
Yes.
Oh, boy, are your credentials in order?
And since you got it used, you have no idea, you know, how many Democrats owned it before you.
I know. I absolutely do know the previous owners of our.
All right.
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
We didn't go to a third world country to adopt them.
I don't know what a Nissan Leaf is. Have you ever seen
it? Yeah, they're all, I've seen it. It's too expensive for my blood, but they're all electric. It's a totally electric,
oh,
not
it is,
a hybrid.
I see. Oh, really? Okay.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Maybe we should repeat that question just because you're still a couple of it.
Well, we only have half of it to answer. What is the most popular car among Republicans?
All right, the top three.
Top three.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Got a question. It's a two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
Who was originally considered for the part of Spock on Star Trek?
Part of Spock on Star Trek? Why would we know this person?
I'll give you a clue. He was doing a series, an intelligence series, at the same time that Star Trek was being filmed.
Oh, he was doing another series.
These are hard to guess because often many people are considered, and it's hard to
know exactly. Robert Vaughn.
Nope.
Van Johnson.
Nope.
Another television series. I don't know.
I'll give you one.
Charles Boyer.
Another series that's filmed in the same lot as Star Trek. It's part of a series of movies.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Would you say that once more?
Well, it was another series that was filmed in the same studio as Star Trek. It's later spawned a series of movies.
Oh. Later spawned a series of movies. No, I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, it was Martin Landau.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Now, here's the irony of this. What's ironic is who replaced Martin Landau on Mission Impossible?
Oh, yeah, Leonard Nimoy.
Yes, get the irony?
Right,
I got it.
We got it, thank you.
Yeah.
And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay, here's an innovative and maybe disastrous question. I was thinking on the way over, I had a tune running through my head all afternoon, and then I was thinking about Name That Tune. And it seemed to me that the first three notes of this tune are very widely used in songs, which are, if you were doing a scale, are da, 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 right? Do, re, mi. The first three notes of a scale, da, da, da. So I believe that there are lots of songs with those three notes as the first notes, and I have thought of three, which I'm not going to tell you, but you guess them, and please call with others. Da, da, da. Any time signature doesn't matter. I mean, any timing could be a waltz, could be a foxtrot, anything. Different emphasis.
Frère Jacques.
Yeah, that's one.
Good.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Good.
Tin Ear Me, amazing.
Okay,
right.
So those three notes, please name that tune. Da, 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 and then sing it for us. But
no.
Okay, Jerry guessed Farage.
Yeah, okay.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. Okay, while people were trying to figure that out. All right. I came up with this question this afternoon. It's a weird, well, it's not that weird, but it's, I don't know. Maybe Leah will figure it out quickly. I don't know. What is the largest city? Looking at a list of the cities by population in the United States and of course the state they were in. So what I'd like to know is what is the largest city in the U.S. that shares no letters in its name with the letters in the name of the state that it's in? So what is the largest city in the U.S. that shares no letters of its name with the letters of the state that it's in?
You say you devised this question. You had to look up hundreds of cities.
No, I just looked down the list of cities until I found what I was looking for, from the biggest to the small.
But how do you know the population of all the cities? You'd have to look
it up. Oh, because it was an order of population.
Oh, okay. So. Okay. Shares no, okay.
So what is the largest city in the U.S. that shares no letters of its name with the letters of the state that it's in? Okay?
Okay.
while you're working on that.
Nome, Alaska.
No, well, I mean, there are going to be a lot of cities that fit a certain description, but
the largest one.
So it's a major city. So in other words, it's nothing obscure. So it's definitely a major city. Okay, now, second question. What was the first TV show to be made into a feature film? What was the first American TV show that was made into a feature film?
Was this in the 50s, I assume?
Yes, it was in the 50s.
Well-known movie? The TV show better known
than the movie? I think the TV show is probably better known than the movie, yeah.
Mm. Oh, dear. Early TV shows.
So once more, what was the first TV show that was made into American TV show that was made into a feature film? And what is the largest city in the United States to share no letters in its name with any of the letters in the state that it's in?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Right.
Very good.
Oh. Oh, man.
Wow.
I knew she was going to get that. How did you get that so quickly?
She's brilliant.
It just came to me.
All right.
I was pondering the meaning of life.
I know the answer to this is no, but could you possibly give us one of the stars of the film?
No.
Are they the same person or the as are in the TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And not entirely, but main one is. And
this is a TV series.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelsarino.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Very impressed with Leah getting that Cleveland answer.
I know. It took me more time to come up with the question than it did for her to answer it.
I guess the fact that Ohio only has I.
Yeah.
That's how you have to start. Yeah.
Okay. I want to make a guess about the most popular car for Republicans.
Yeah.
How about Cadillac?
No.
Okay. All right, I have a question for you people.
Mm-hmm.
There are some kind of unusual laws dealing with food or other consumer products in the world, and I'm going to give you three different laws, and I want you to tell me in which country this law applies. Okay, so the first one is a new law requires all cigarette brands to be packaged in identical plain brown wrappers. In other words, no advertising or anything like that. It'll say the brand, but mm-hmm. but no other identification. Should I go through all of them? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. The second one is a recent law was repealed that put a tax on foods that were considered high in saturated fat. Okay. And the third one is called the hot chicken tax. And this imposed a 20% tax on hot take-home food, such as rotisserie chicken. And that's it.
Could you give me number two again?
Sure. It's a recent law was repealed that put a tax on foods that are high in saturated fat.
Is that Denmark?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I heard about the fat tax. They're going to repeal that, though.
Yes, they are. They had it in effect for a while, but people were traveling to other countries.
It was very unpopular.
Stock up on their saturated fat.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay, that's good. How about the other two?
20% tax on hot food, huh?
Yeah
that's weird. None of these are third world countries. They're all industrialized Western countries, probably, right?
Right. They're industrialized.
France for the chicken?
No. It's not the country I have in mind. I don't know whether they might have something like that.
I'm wondering about the cigarettes one. So is everything packaged the same to discourage...
Smoking.
Smoking or brand buying?
Smoking, really, to kind of deglamorize the product.
Okay.
Would this be... Holland?
No, that's a good guess, but that's
Scandinavia, maybe somewhere else.
No, this is the first place in the world apparently that has tried this, and other countries are kind of seeing how.
It wouldn't be someplace like Singapore, would it?
No, it's not. You're kind of in the right part of the world, though, in a general way.
Okay, in a general way. How about, like, New Zealand, then?
Very close.
Australia?
Australia.
Wow. You know, if they could, just occurs to me, if they could find a way to put calories into cigarettes, that would stop people from smoking.
That's
a great
idea.
They could make cigarettes fattening.
Yeah, that was a great idea. Okay, so we just got the hot chicken tax left.
I don't know. I can't think of a country-specific reason that you could
Yeah, it is kind of a generic idea.
So you better give us a hint on that.
Okay. Well, it's a value-added tax, so that would give you the part of the world.
So it's Europe, then.
Britain.
VAT. Is it Great Britain, then?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Very, very, very good.
All right, good.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Lot.
All right.
Is the first TV show that became a motion picture Gunsmoke?
No.
I was going to say The Twilight Zone.
No.
That was later, much later, though.
Yeah, no, but no. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David from Oakland.
Hi, David.
I have a maybe answer and a definite question.
Okay.
For the Republican cards, is the Ford F-150 one of them?
Ford F-150, no.
Not, okay. Well, that's another shot there. Okay, so I have a question. This was really for last week, but I couldn't get through. Regards presidents... and or presidential names, and it's only been one person who's ever been nominated for an Oscar who had the first name of a president and the last name of another president. Ooh. And there have been two people nominated for Best Actor Oscars who had both their first and last names were the last names of presidents.
Hmm. So you're looking for the one that had the first name of one president and the last name of another president.
Well, it's two separate questions.
How about John Garfield?
That's it. John Garfield.
James Garfield. James Garfield.
No, no, no. John Garfield.
Oh, John Garfield.
Yeah, James Garfield was the president.
Right.
John is the actor.
Okay.
And then there are two other actors who both their first name and last name were the last names of presidents.
Thank you.
Who were nominated for Best Actor.
Just nominated, not winners.
Correct, but both well-known. Actually, one exceptionally well-known, and then one that, you all are familiar with.
Okay. Johnson? No, not Van Johnson. Johnson's such a common name, though. And...
one's known for stage and movies.
Houston. just nominated, though. Not necessarily a winner. No. We'd have to work on this for a long time. At least I would.
You want me to leave it open?
Yeah, okay, leave it open.
Sure.
And we'll put you on hold and you give the answers to our board op.
Got it.
Thank you very much. In the meantime, Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, I have a two-part taco question. Not exactly tacos, but partly. First part, what is Europe's leading consumer of tacos? First part.
What country?
What country?
What individual.
Thank you very much.
All right.
And also the second part is, what do taco shells, burritos, chili, margaritas, and tortilla chips all have in common?
Aside from the obvious.
Aside from the obvious.
All right, you go over that whole thing.
Okay, what country in Europe is the leading consumer of tacos?
Mm-hmm.
Part two, what do taco shells, burritos, chili, tortilla chips, and margaritas all have in common?
So when you say the leading consumer of tacos, are you talking about how much they go to a restaurant or a fast food place and eat tacos there, or just how would they prepare at home as well? Or
I don't know. It wasn't broken down. Yeah. I get probably both ways, I suppose.
Europe.
Big place, Europe.
I know. And I have a feeling it's an unusual answer. All right, I'll say Russia then.
No.
France.
No.
And... you want to know what the other foods have in common.
Yeah, taco shells, burritos, chili, margaritas, and tortilla chips.
Taco shells. Is this some ingredient that's in all of them?
No.
Oh, okay. What do they have in common? None of them are Hispanic in origin?
Correct. They're all U.S. creations. Very good. Very good.
I'm hoping all those lights, I'm hoping that people are going to sing to us.
Are going to what?
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Amanda in Berkeley.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, I want to sing for you.
There you go. Leah's been waiting.
Well, okay, so besides Doe a Deer.
Right.
I was thinking a song for which I cannot pronounce the lyrics, but Alouette, something Alouette, Alouette.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess
no,
so.
No, you get Frere Jacques. Alouette is a different song.
Oh, that's different. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Got my yeah. Yeah. So she gets two bells because for Doe a Deer. Yeah. Great.
Thanks. I have no questions for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Doe a Deer is not the name of that song.
Well, whatever.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you knew.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yes, Mr. Rodriguez, last week I gave a question about Hedy Lamarr and film stars, color films.
Yes.
And you did say, unfortunately,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I thought of your question as I was driving home.
Yeah.
And there was another exception on that. There was another...
Give us a question so we know what
so
we're talking
about. So give the original question once more.
Oh, gosh, I don't have that. But
oh.
You said that Clark Gable and Lombard made a film together, and they didn't, of course.
They did. They No Man of Her Own.
Which one?
1932.
Oh, you got me then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and as far as the little lyric that Ms. Gartner gave, I would say the first movement of the Brahms Second Piano Concerto.
Oh, can you hum that?
You're getting fancy on us, eh?
Hey!
And
is that right?
Is
that correct?
The opening of Urban's aria at the finale of the first act of Maya Deren's Les Huguenots.
I was going to say that. You took the words
good
right
for
out of my
you
mouth.
Oh.
And let's say the final scene from Puccini's Sappho with her aria. That's all I could do. I mean, I could go 100 more.
That's all you can do? Well,
all right.
It's another
bell for you.
Okay, now I found, stay there for a minute, because I found.
She knows me, she knows my family, so. Okay.
All right. Stay on the line, because.
I'm sorry about the Carol Lombard thing.
No, here. I found just the note I made from last week. So,
yes.
Jean Harlow, Norma Shearer, Greta Garbo, Hedy Lamarr, who was LV? I forgot who that was, and Carol Lombard. Anyway, what I was thinking of on the way home was that Norma Shearer
yes.
was in Hollywood Review of 1929 in a color sequence where she played Juliet.
Okay.
So there.
Okay, well, I was going to ask another question tonight. Maybe you can help me with this.
All right.
I was going to say, which was Joan Bennett's first color film? This is tricky.
Ooh, so...
And I don't know the answer.
So there's one that's called Vogues of 1938, which she is in.
No, this is much, much earlier.
Okay, then it's one of the Technicolor early sound things, like the one of the review films, probably.
No, it's not.
It's not a review film. Okay.
Oh, and I don't read these books. Aside from Brian Kellogg's Bennett family history. But
okay.
I don't have it here.
Joan Bennett.
I have it in Europe and Turkey.
Can you tell me what year it is?
I don't know. It was early. It was a George Arliss film. And it was the last part was filmed in color. Could have been Waterloo or something like that.
Oh, House of Rothschild.
Yes.
That's it.
Great. Okay.
Is this the person with the last name that begins with Q?
Sorry?
Are you the person with the last name that begins with Q?
Q?
No. Why'd you ask
no.
that?
No.
No. You know me. You know my family in Marin County. And there was also, what about, Miriam Hopkins. What was her first...
first color film. Becky Sharp.
That's very good.
All right.
And what was Lana Turner's first color film?
Lana Turner.
As long as I got you on the phone.
Lana Turner, Lana Turner. She did a bit in Du Barry Was a Lady at the end, which is Color.
When was that?
43.
I'm thinking of the Three Musketeers.
Oh, so no, mine predates yours.
Okay, and Ava Gardner.
Ava Gardner, first color film. 40. Well, I don't know if she was an extra in a lot of, did little bits and things.
But her first major one that they, there's a 40, lot of
Pandora and the Flying Dutchman?
No, earlier.
Okay.
Should I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bowani Junction.
Oh, no, that's after Pandora and the Flying Dutchman. Anyway, okay.
Please, guys, let us in on this.
We better go. Yeah.
Bye. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Lee, can you verify the answers he gave, those classical works?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman and, of course, from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us, no secret, on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Okay, Leah, I think it was your turn.
Yes. Okay. On November 19th, 1981, President Marcos of the Philippines banned this new development, that's a clue, as socially destructive. What was it?
November 19th, 1981.
Mm-hmm. Was that an activity or a...
A new piece of technology, we'll say.
Oh, technology. But
as socially destructive.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's before Twitter, isn't it?
Is this, like pay...
30 years, yeah.
Pay-as-you-go porn on TV or something like that?
No.
Socially destructive.
Socially destructive.
Well, it could be so many things.
Yeah, especially, to the Marcos, it could just be something that was threatening to them. Can I interpret it that way possibly, too?
Probably not.
No? Okay. Socially destructive.
Oh.
Is it a television show?
No.
Okay. All right. Why don't you read that once more?
On November 19th, notice the timeliness of this question.
Yeah, thank you.
1981, President Marcos of the Philippines banned this development as socially destructive. What was it?
Is it a leisure sort of thing, or is it a work-related thing? Can you tell us?
Leisure
suits. It's not work-related.
Okay. What?
Leisure suits.
Yeah, leisure suits.
Banned.
That should have been banned. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Caroline in Pacific Heights.
Hi, Caroline.
I'm going to go do-re-mi for you.
All right.
Good.
Not as hopefully as the last person, however. In the still of the night, while the world is at slumber. And
is that
so
right?
On,
yeah. Yeah, nice. Okay, great. Very good.
Thank you. My bell.
I don't think so. I think that's anybody another half step.
Anybody who calls and sings it, though,
right,
deserves
you
the bell.
Get a bell anyway. But I think that if it was a C scale, I think In the Still of the Night is C, D, F.
See, that'd be flat, too, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not quite.
In her interpretation of the song, though.
No, but it's the notes of the song.
All right. Yeah.
Not quite.
Good,
Jerry.
Good try, though.
Good, yeah, but good singing. And you remember the lyrics.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price Welding in San Francisco.
Hi, David.
For Leah's last question, would it be Marcos banning shoe buying online?
No.
Would it happen? Seriously, would it happen to be ARPANET or the internet?
Would it happen to be on the net or the internet?
No, ARPANET or the precursor to the internet.
No.
Okay.
No.
And what about for your tune? Would the Star Spangled Banner fall within that? Oh, say, can you see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. So.
Definitely not.
Then I have a question as well, if I may.
Yes.
2,000 to 3,000 people per day die of malaria. Today, most of the cure is through artemisinin drugs. quinine was used prior to the discovery of this Artemisian category. From what Peruvian or Bolivian tree is quinine derived from?
I used to know that.
It begins with a C.
Oh.
Not the coca tree.
Oh.
Is that a tree?
Yeah, it's a tree. Is it a is this a tree that was named that we would readily know?
Dana, you might.
You give me too much credit for knowing
trees. It was present in Peru and Bolivia, and it was taken by the British and the Dutch to Java and they cultivated it in Ceylon.
Is this a tree we all know the name?
So it's a tree that gives some sort of fruit or berry or some has some benefit to it.
Actually, the bark is used for
cinnamon.
Quinine.
Cinnamon.
No. Shall I leave it out there, or?
No, you better tell us.
Okay, it's cinchona. C-I-N-C-H-O-N-A. Cinchona.
I would not have gotten that.
No, I never heard of that.
Nope.
And, it was a quite a hard nut to break to find the artificial use of it because our troops were needing it during World War II, and so there was a great rush to find an alternate at many dead ends. But they finally did find a group of Artemisian drugs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, I'm still dwelling on this first TV show to be made into a movie. Can you say whether it was a sitcom or drama?
It was not a sitcom.
Okay, it was a drama.
It was not a sitcom. Okay, so what I'd like, and you have to get all three of these, okay, to get the credit for it. So please don't blurt out any one. You have to get all three. So what I'd like are the three largest cities in the U.S. named after a... In other words, there's one of each here. Three largest cities in the U.S. named after a saint, a president, and a king. Okay? So in other words, I'm looking for one city named after a saint, one city named after a president, one city named after a king. So the largest cities in the U.S., and there are three answers. One, the largest city named after a saint, the largest city named after a president, and the largest city named after a king in the U.S.
How about the king, Charleston?
Again, you have to get all three. You have to.
I was blurting it out.
Yes, you were, but it's not Charleston anyway.
It isn't Charleston. No. Okay. Saint. Okay.
So again, I'm looking for the largest city. There are three answers here. Largest city in the U.S. that is named number one after a saint, number two after a president, and number three after a king. So. And you have to get all three to get credit. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. And we are about a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry, what do you
think? What is the most popular car among Republicans, or the top three, let's say? And what is now, what is the country in Europe that is the leading consumer of tacos?
Leading consumer of tacos. Okay. And Leah?
I'm looking for songs that start with do, re, mi, that first three notes of a scale. President Marcos of the Philippines on November 19th, 1981, banned this as socially destructive. What did he ban?
Okay. And... I'm still looking for what was the first American network TV show that was made into a feature film? What was the first American network TV show that was made into a feature film? And I'm looking for the largest cities in the U.S. named after number one, a saint, number two, a president, and number three, a king. So one answer for each. The largest city named after a saint, a president, and a king. And the number to join us is 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For your cities, how about St. Paul, Minnesota, Jacksonville, Florida, and New York, New York?
No. Now, New York is I know, I guess I should give you a slight pass on that, but that's actually not named after a king. That's named after what is then, what was, who later became a king, but was not a king at the time. So.
Doesn't count then. All right.
No, doesn't count.
I've got a question for Leah.
Yeah?
And this relates to a question that you asked a couple of weeks ago. Are you familiar with a public park in the Mission District called Drury Commons?
Oh, I just passed it yesterday driving, yeah. I am.
It's a public park that's...
Where there was a streetcar there or something.
Or something.
Yeah. Oh, you want to know what it was?
Yes.
Was it the thing that ran down Treat Avenue? It was a train that went down... What?
Like a horse cars?
No, it was, I think, a train that went to San Jose or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean like the key system or something like that?
No, it was the main train link between San Francisco and down the peninsula.
Yeah.
Okay. Before they built the tunnel through Potrero Hill for the train line to go directly south, it snaked through the Mission.
Yeah, okay. It's funny. I was just driving there yesterday and noticed the name of the sign. I would have never remembered it otherwise. But
so
just
so
yesterday.
Why is it called Drury Park?
It's Drury, isn't it?
Yeah, Jury. There's a Drury Street.
Oh,
it's an alleyway there.
Oh, all right.
And when the city tore up the tracks in 1959, they turned that part of it into a public park and called it Drury Commons.
Oh, Drury Commons. Thank you.
Very good.
All right.
All right.
Take care. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Marky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
I'm going to plow through my notes. Here we go. Republican car. How about a BMW?
No.
And you said, Dana, that the show was not a sitcom, so that leaves out Life of Riley.
Yes.
Consumer of tacos. How about Austria?
No.
All right. Largest cities named after a president, a saint, and a monarch. Jacksonville, Florida, which I kind of like. Charleston, South Carolina, named after the monarch and the saint. How about San Francisco?
No.
All right. And last thing for you, Leah, Do Re Mi.
Mm-hmm.
There are no words to this tune, but the tune is known as Linus and Lucy.
How does it go? Oh.
Oh, from the Charlie Brown.
From
yeah.
Charlie Brown.
Right.
Oh, well, why not?
Right.
And double points for whistling.
Thank you.
Good whistling.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Right. We're done.
Thank you.
Okay. Dana, yes. How about Charleston, South Carolina, Washington, D.C., and St. Louis?
He said Charleston. No, I guessed Charleston.
No, but he was guessing. He's giving a no on all three.
Oh, okay.
No, we can eliminate Charleston, South Carolina.
You That's not right.
Not right.
Okay.
What were your other
but
two?
The others are Washington, D.C. and St. Louis. I think those are right.
Those are wrong, too.
They're wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He says with great glee.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a shrinking... It's St. Louis is actually named after a king, the one that they canonized later. So, you know, you could use that, but it's not as big a city as you used to be, so, you know, it's not...
Oh, Louisville.
But you have to get all three.
Oh. That's
named after Louis Armstrong.
And Jerry, it's your turn if you have something you want to throw.
I do. Okay. I have to recuse you, Dana. I always hate to do that.
I'm sure you do.
In which of his 31 movies does Elvis Presley have his only non-singing role? And he does sing the title song over the credits, but that doesn't count. In which of his 31 movies does Elvis Presley have his only non-singing role? Of course, you do know this.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a classic trivia-sounding question. For
I actually do know
extras,
this.
Yeah.
I've seen the movie.
I never actually heard of the movie myself.
Actually, that might be the only Elvis movie I've ever seen all the way through.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I never even heard of it. Once. But that's more about me. Leah? you being a big Elvis fan, I'm sure.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Right. Is Santa Barbara bigger than San Francisco?
No.
No, no, no.
No?
No.
No.
San Francisco's only 750,000 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not San Francisco.
Not Santa Barbara. Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds That Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. The answer for last question for President Marcos is video games.
Yes.
What?
Video games.
Video games. Oh, was he around?
Video games. Which I agree with him. I really do. Okay. I applaud that. Okay. I have an answer for last week. I said the highest addiction and death from heroin, what state? It's New Mexico. And probably is because it's closer to Mexico where you have that. Mm. The highest state where you have the addiction and death from heroin. So I have two questions this time. Really nice questions. So the first one, I want you, if you can, otherwise the audience will have to do it, two countries named after elements.
Two countries.
Yes.
Very easy.
Argentina.
Okay.
And
the other one.
Well, Franconium, there's France.
Well, let's forget about France. But do you know Argentina is named after element? What?
Oh, there's
silver.
Also
silver.
Yeah, and it's also
the Latin word for silver.
Yeah,
argentum.
Argentum. Huh? And there's also polonium, by the way.
Okay, no. Wait a second. I'm saying countries named after the element, not the other way.
After the elements.
Right.
Not the elements named after the country.
No.
Country
named after the elements. Argentina was correct. What is the other one?
Oxygenia.
After the elements.
Let's that to the audience. The other question, also chemistry. I want you, out of the 92 elements that exist in nature without being made by man, only two are liquids.
Mercury.
What is the second one? Everybody have a problem with the second one? I actually asked you that several times before.
Could it be neon?
No, neon is gas. You know, all of noble gases are gases, all of them, without exception.
Right.
From neon to krypton and xenon, they're gas. Why don't have the audience answer it? And also, one very simple question. What is the true color of water? I asked you that before also.
Green. Yeah, you asked that a long time ago.
Yeah, what green. Do you think? What color of water is?
Green.
No.
I don't know.
it's sort of a grayish green, isn't it? Sort of.
No.
All right.
What do you think when you look in the ocean? What color do you get?
Well, you get blue. Of course.
That's the reflection of the sky.
It's not
reflection. No, not at all. That was wrongly taught by teachers, high school teachers, or
fools.
It is blue.
It is blue.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Great
okay.
show.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Take that, high school teachers.
That's right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds That Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Big Valley never became a movie, right?
No.
Okay. Basically, I called because I want to sing.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one, I'm not sure of it at all.
Okay.
When the parade passes by.
Da, 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 da. When the parade.
It's before the parade, isn't it? So there's
before.
Mm-hmm. We're not judging on lyrics, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, if you take before the, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, but here's the one I really want to sing.
Yeah.
Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good.
No, but I don't think that's right.
Oh, my God.
That B, the third word, I don't think is the do, re, mi.
Oh, well, at least I got one. I have a stupid question.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
So basically, Christopher Plummer played Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
And Nigel Bruce played Dr. Watson. They are related. Do you know how?
Oh, no.
Really obscure.
So they didn't play in the same movie. though his Sherlock Holmes movie is really quite good.
Yeah, it was good.
I didn't know Plummer ever played
it. Yeah.
What's the name of the movie?
And James Mason was Dr. Watson.
What's the name of the movie?
Oh, I forgot the name of it now.
Murder by Decree.
Murder by Decree. Right.
I just saw it tonight, and so I saw this little bit of information, which is not crucial, because, you know, they're
seven
cousins.
That's good. And, okay, so how are Christopher Plummer and, well, yeah, he was married to Amanda. No, that's not right.
Amanda's his daughter.
Yeah, okay, excuse me. Tammy Grimes is related to Nigel Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Well, keep guessing, and I'm going to keep singing Something's Coming.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
No, it's definitely not
that. And Leah, if there's something quick you can throw in.
Yeah. What animal was the first beef jerky made out of?
Oh.
This is a Thanksgiving question. It's not a turkey.
Made from, you mean?
Yeah, made
out of.
You mean,
is this like frontier or something you could buy in a grocery store?
No, it's just where, I'm not saying you where mean, it was
in
made.
In history.
In the history of beef jerky.
Oh, okay.
Possum. I don't know.
No.
Well, how could they call it beef jerky? It was made out of some other kind of animal.
Who would first know? Jerky. Who would
know? All right, that's better.
Who would know?
Yeah.
Jerky.
Horse.
No.
Cat.
Those old
cat.
Cat those maybe. Old cowboys. That's the way they got rid of their old
Bison. Yeah, okay. Mammoth. Woolly mammoth.
Nope.
Jerky.
Nope.
All right. Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Not horse either?
Nope.
Okay. Sorry, Eric. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Great. It's Laura from the Richmond.
Hi. Again.
Yeah, I wanted to know if anybody who had guessed the famous actor who had the same names as the presidents.
No.
No. Was it Harrison Ford?
Oh.
Very good. Very good. You get the thumbs up. Very good. Yes.
Okay. And I also wanted to ask if the Republican car of choice was a Lincoln Town car.
Very good.
No, no. Yeah. That would make sense, but no. Not the top, not of the top three.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's all I've got.
Good work, though. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Deborah in Oakland.
Hi, Deborah.
I have several random guesses and then one I'm pretty sure of. The random guesses are the element country, the Gold Coast.
Oh.
The first jerky is deer.
No.
Mm-mm. Beer.
Deer.
Deer.
Oh, deer.
Deer.
They definitely ate deer at the first Thanksgiving.
That's good. That's good.
And then for the cities, the King Louisville, the President Jacksonville.
And the saint?
The saint I have. The saint is the Ciudad de Nuestra Señora de Los Angeles.
Oh.
Yes.
That's the name of the city. Is the
what
city
is it called?
Los Angeles.
Yes.
How do you say it? Say it again?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is Mary.
Is that yes. Our Lady?
City said, of Our Lady right. of the Angels.
Well, that's right. The official
yes.
name. It's still oh,
Los okay. Angeles, Jacksonville, Trick and question. Louisville. Very good. Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, let's see. George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld all have three examples in what species in the animal kingdom named after them. This was done as a compliment, by the way. I don't know. But oh. So George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld all have three different species in what type of
so
creature
these are
in the animal
obviously
kingdom?
Newly named species.
Within the last, yeah.
Are they sea creatures?
They are not sea creatures. They are land creatures.
Are they insects?
They are insects.
I would say...
Cheney's...
Butterflies?
No. They are earthbound insects.
The Cheney spider.
No.
Cockroaches.
Yeah.
So what insect species
forever.
have three examples within that species named after George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld.
Well, they're complementary, so how about a grasshopper?
No.
How about a ladybug?
No.
Praying mantises.
Praying mantis, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Faith-based insect.
I'm going to bite the heads off each other. And no. But no. But they are insects. They are earthbound. So
a beetle?
Ants.
Yes.
A beetle.
Oh, beetle.
For which
one? But not just any beetles. They are
dung beetles.
Three types of mold beetles. Mold dung beetles. Yes.
So which one was named after? We have to guess.
They're all named after.
They're
just
all...
variations within
oh,
that
really?
Species. Yeah.
And that was a compliment?
That was a compliment, according to the person that named them.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Dung beetles.
A beetle. Okay.
Very good.
God.
And there you go. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Go down in history.
Yeah, you did. I wish she'd gone down a little sooner. And are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Okay. I'm calling about the matter of jury commons. I understood that that railroad that ran that way was the Ocean Shore Railroad that went down the Pacifica and so forth. Mm-hmm. Any comment?
Well, it was some railroad that was the only way to get south of the city at the time.
I don't think anybody knows for sure here.
No, there are other railroads in the Mission District. Anyway, we'll look it up and confirm it next week or so.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'm calling to answer the question, or attempt to answer the question about the element, the countries named after elements.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there was a country in Africa, Rhodesia, which correlates to rhodium, which is an element.
Good, but
named after Cecil Rhodes.
It was named after Cecil Rhodes, but I don't know where rhodium came in terms of before or after.
Oh, rhodium was actually an element that was named after Cecil Rhodes.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
But it's more than like
together with the country. So.
But the country was probably named after Cecil Rhodes rather than the element. Although they're both named after the same person. Obviously.
Okay. The other there was that you were talking about the railway question.
Yes.
There was a light railway that went from somewhere like north where the Cliff House was, and it did go all the way down to like Miramar, Half Moon Bay, Princeton, and it was called the Pacific Coast Railway.
And did that go as far east as this place in the Mission that we're talking about? Or did it go along the coast?
I'm not sure of that.
The gentleman that called just before you said
that the Pacific Coast, he named the Pacific Coast Railway, but this jury common, as it's called, is much farther east in the city than that. It's sort of in the middle of the city or on the east side. I don't know.
I'm sorry, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, I don't know if it's the same thing, I don't know.
There were probably a number, I think, at that time in history, there were a number of privately owned railroads, as well as, like, the Southern Pacific or whatever.
I had a question about one that ran along Treat, and I think that a few weeks ago, and that may be the one. But the answer is, duh, we don't know.
Oh, okay, because there was one that went down to San Mateo as well, along El Camino. So anyway.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Leah, I may have another song possibility. Mm-hmm. I've Got Rhythm?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Although Gershwin's...
Close, pretty close, isn't it?
I bet there are a lot of Gershwin examples of that, because that's sort
I've
of
got,
his...
No.
Mm-hmm. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Radul from the Carneros.
Hi.
Hi, I got some movie character names I'd like to run by you.
All right.
First one is Alias.
Alias.
That's the name of the character's name?
Yes.
First name?
The only name.
All right, give me another one.
The Gorch Brothers.
Oh, Tector and Lyle, that's from The Wild Bunch.
Okay. You got that? Automatic Slim?
Ooh. No.
It's Luke Askew from Rolling Thunder.
Okay.
I got two guys from the same movie, Robert Marmaduke Hightower and Pearly Buck Sweet.
Robert Marmaduke Hightower. That sounds familiar. That sounds familiar. What decade was that movie?
It was in the 40s.
Hightower. How do I know that? Is this like Brute Force or something like that?
No, it was directed by John Ford.
Oh. So, yeah. Hightower. So it's 40s? Okay. It's one of the cavalry movies?
No.
All right. Like Wagon Master then?
No.
All right. I don't know it then.
Three Godfathers?
All right. Very good.
And Nadine Groot.
Oh, Groot is, that's Walter Brennan in Red River.
Jeez, I didn't think you'd get that one.
Nadine?
And the alias was Bob Dylan and Pat Garrett and Billy the
Kid. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that.
And could I ask a question about last week's show?
Yeah, sure.
The presidential statue, where did that wind up being?
No, it wasn't a presidential statue. The question was, what is the largest statue of a famous American in the U.S.? And it was Sam Houston, and it was in Texas, obviously. What was it, Evansville? No, Huntsville. I'm sorry, Huntsville, Texas.
Not Houston. I misspoke. I believe it must have been 2 weeks ago. The question was a presidential statue in a communist country.
Oh, right. It was a statue of Lincoln in Havana.
Oh, okay. Great. Well, a friend of mine called in and got Cuba, but had McKinley for the answer.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we have to go.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much. All right. One more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Karen in Oakland.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, I have a guess about the country in Europe with the highest consumption of tacos.
What is it?
Sweden, because my family and I were there a few years ago, and not only did my relatives serve us tacos Swedish style with cucumbers in them, but we also saw in the grocery store there was an entire aisle devoted to taco fixing.
Well, no, but you're close.
Okay.
Oh, then Denmark or Norway?
El Norway. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I wouldn't have guessed that without you saying Sweden. Yeah. So you have to get credit for that.
They probably all eat a lot of tacos.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much. All right. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
A couple of guesses. This is Charlie in Berkeley. The movie with Elvis Presley not singing anything. Was it the one with Mary Tyler Moore?
Yeah, I think it was.
What is that called?
Change of Habit?
No.
Oh, that was the one I thought.
Half of it right, anyway.
Huh.
A song I don't think you want me to sing on the air, but Tennessee Waltz would qualify.
Mm-hmm.
I Was Dancing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question. I don't know if there's enough time. I've been for half an hour.
I don't want to. Yeah, I'm awfully sorry about that. I want to do justice to your question, but we only have like a minute and a half left. So if you could call back next week, and we promise we'll put you on.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, time to clean up here.
Okay. The only movie in which Elvis does not sing in the movie is Charo.
Oh.
A 1969 Western. You didn't know that, eh?
Was Xavier Cugat in that, too?
I don't know. And the most popular car among Republicans is the Ford Mustang, followed by the Audi A8 and Mercedes GL, and that is it.
Okay, Leah?
The first jerky was made out of llamas. Peruvian invention.
Okay.
Right. This land is your land, and Save the Last Dance for Me, both songs. That's the one that was running through my head.
Oh, okay.
What was the first dramatic TV show to be made into a feature film, Dragnet?
I was going to say Dragnet.
But you didn't.
I said the other.
But you didn't. So if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you. Thanksgiving is this week. So please remember to share a little of what you have with those who may have less than you. So thank you for that in advance. And have a great week and a great holiday. Please join us next Sunday. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye-bye.